Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bonjour, dobro jutro, and welcome. You tuned in to, and you're listening to, Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, but wait until 20 minutes after the show is over with, and it's archived, so you could log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear an archived show. I'm so excited about today's topic. Be yourself. Emerson said, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. Do you have any idea how authentic you are? There's only one of you. And you will never, never, never happen again. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Today is all that matters. Your life right now, and the choices that you make are yours. You're the Berezhnikov of your life. You're the choreographer. And life is not a dress rehearsal. So can you, darlings, can you really be determined not to be afraid, be the most brilliant you that you can be right now? Can you do that? I'm true to myself. Look, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Do you really think that my life was not filled with challenges? And did you know that challenges are gifts to unwrap? And we have to say happy birthday to Ralph Waldo Emerson. And then on Wednesday, we said happy birthday to Shakespeare. And yesterday, nothing can keep us from our good. I don't have a birthday for April 26th. But today, darlings, I really want you to feel the energy of this show. You see, in Emerson's life, one of the greatest influences was his Aunt Mary. She never married, but she guided Emerson. Always do what you're afraid to do. When you're afraid to do something, bite the bullet and do it, because it's a gift. You'll learn something. It's a gift for you to unwrap. And you know what my gift to you is? My voice, my passion. I love giving a voice to my passion. And you can too. Oh, don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising tool? The world is waiting for you. And promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Imagine. You're the star. It's your show. It's your story. And what is just best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. I'm calling in from my studio. Now, darlings, no loose cannons. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. Tell me what it is that you want to share with the world. And I work with you. I choreograph it. I design it. I develop with you. I walk alongside of you, not ahead of you or behind you. And then I become your outside advocate. There's a one-time fee. But instead of paying for an advertisement in a newspaper or magazine, which all they're all very powerful, this, my dear, is unbelievable. You'll get exposure, name recognition, repetition, repetition, repetition. And once your show is over with, it's archived, I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Now, there is a one-time modest fee. You could take 1 half-hour show. You could take 10 half-hour shows. Or you, and you may elect to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, a 30-second commercial, a 60-second commercial. And I help you develop your commercial. It's in my voice, but I'm promoting you. I'm now your advocate. There's a 13-week commitment, and the rate is affordable. Ah, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Can you be true to yourself? Can't you just feel the energy of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. And hey, gals, it's for you too. But you have to qualify. Log on, Iron Workers, and then email Kathy Studio for the CD, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Oh, it is absolutely dynamic. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's an incredible wire art sculptor and leatherworks. Hand-built, unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. If you want to find out more, email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements, vitamins, on the marketplace today. Log on lifeextension.com. Click on the archive books, 2005, I was profiled in the Life Extension magazine. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Come on, looks do happen. Everyday happening, it doesn't matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. I sometimes get ahead of myself. Now, in the book, chapter 7, page 42, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing my face and my body. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body, and they're all leading factors in premature aging and death. My mission and passion is to change and redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Hey, who said that you can't be simply sensationally glamorous and handsome at age 50 and beyond? The book is available by emailing Kathy Studio. It's an e-book and a hard copy. Edith Nam is another author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, A Journey of Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, and she is the creator of TNT, Toxic Negative Thinking. For 24 hours, I want you to write down all of your thoughts. You see, they're habits. We've learned this from the minute we came into this world. It doesn't have to be that way. I want you to adopt positive energy, powerful thinking thoughts, and you will enjoy better health and happiness. Edith's book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Hey, now tell me the truth. Have you ever dreamed of being the CEO of your own business? You do know that home-based businesses are exploding, and I had mine when I was 25 years old. I didn't have to invest huge capital. It was a way for me to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself and to believe in me. Huh, did I get your interest? Want to be the CEO of your own business? You need the Z formula. And darlings, I have the formula. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Remember, challenges and roadblocks are gifts to be unwrapped. How true are you to yourself? Emerson wrote, make your own Bible. Select and collect all those words and sentences that in all your reading have been to you like the blast of a trumpet out of Shakespeare, Seneca, Moses, John, and Paul. And Ernest Holmes reminds us, thoughts of lack manifest as limitation. Thoughts of abundance manifest as success and happiness. Don't you get it? Our greatest freedom is that of choice. What are you? Our mind can only return to us what we're thinking. What are you thinking? Oh, come on, I know that when we're going through difficult times, it's not always easy to remember this or to rise above thoughts of lack, but we can. You can do it. We can train ourselves to think thoughts that are positive and affirming. The minute you have a thought, it goes out into the universe, and it comes back either to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. It would be easy for all of us to see what's happening around us when things aren't going right and fall prey to negative thinking. But if you affirm it, it will have to manifest Because that's what the law of attraction is. The law has to respond to your thoughts. What are you thinking? Come on, we all go through difficult times. That is part of the human condition. But we don't need to wallow in our misery. That's a choice. That's your choice. No one's making it for you. You are. Remember, you're never alone. And without roadblocks, challenges, upsets, how are you ever going to grow, succeed, and improve? Move beyond what you are seeing and know the best is yet to come. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Now, you know, when I face a challenge, it helps me to remember these words from Holmes, Ernest Holmes, the creator of Science of Mind. And I'm passing this on to you, free of charge, because I care about all of you. Don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Train yourself to think what you wish to think. Be what you wish to be. Feel what you wish to feel. And place no limit on life. I'm moving higher on the path of life. I'm exploring, I'm expanding all of my vistas. I want to be that star standing on the mountaintop, holding my dream in my hand that I achieved. Emerson also said, make your own Bible. Select and collect all those words and sentences that in all your reading have been to you like the blast of a trumpet out of Shakespeare, Seneca, Moses, John, and Paul. I do repeat. Do you want to know why? Because the mind has the ability to hold a thought for 5 to 8 seconds. Did you hear me? 5 to 8 seconds. Circa 1838. Emerson addressed the graduating class of the Harvard Divinity School. He shocked the audience by stating, Jesus was Jesus because he refused to listen to another and listened at home. What challenges do you have that are facing you today? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. So, darlings, I'm going to digress a little bit. How's your life going? How is the money magnet doing in your life? Do you know that there are 4 spiritual laws of prosperity? Money, money, money. Do you have a millionaire mind? Or do you function from never having enough? So if you want to be true to yourself, and if you truly want to accomplish great things in the money arena, I'm going to share with you the 4 laws of prosperity to help you be true to yourself. Do you tithe? Bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be that there shall not be room enough to receive it. It's from Scripture. Now, tithing means a tenth and must include our money. The storehouse is the source of our spiritual food. It could be a person, place, or institution. And the windows of heaven are the means through which we receive untold blessings without limitations. I know people who tithe, and they're living a glorious life. And then you have to invoke the mysterious power of forgiveness. Gaines explains that the only reason we need to forgive is because people won't do things the way we want them done. Forgiveness heals us from laying blame and ultimately releases us from the burden of all judgment of others and ourselves. You're going to have to move outside your comfort zone and through the act of goal setting. Can you set goals that point out that our desires are holy and our goals must be clear and specific? You have to be clear. And goals are achieved accordingly to our willingness to take action and change. You see, ultimately, goal setting is about learning how to make wise choices. That's about life, isn't it? Everything in your life. Seek, find, and get on with our divine purpose. Oh, it's fine to be a seeker, but we must ultimately be a finder, and we must share what we find with the world. Can you share? This is all from the Master Prosperity Teacher, Reverend Edwin Gaines. And she has a best-selling book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. Her message is compelling, and graciously calls us to our fullest potential. I know of no clearer use of the law of circulation. You can share your good by tithing and being true to the authentic you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Can you trust yourself? Do you love yourself enough to be yourself? You see, everyone around us, and even the world, they want to change. No! Whose life are you living? Are you living your life according to your gospel? Or are you living your life according to others? Can you be kind to yourself? And you know, the only guarantee of how true we are to ourselves is in the expression through our humanity, our willingness to change, our willingness to be true to the essence of spirit that is within you. Can you do that? You know, yesterday, I opened the show with a prayer for spring renewal. It's yours. I'm going to do it again because it was so powerful. There is a presence came to me when I enter this life, and I know the same presence will go with me when I leave the physical form. For it is the presence of eternal life, the life that cannot die. And because God cannot fail, and because the divine presence within me is God, it's my real self, I know there is a power flowing through my word of faith which makes straight the way before me. I have no fear of the past, the present, or the future. Tomorrow is promised to no one, there's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Embrace this. Each and every day, I want you to be living in the knowledge that God is over all and through all, whoever your higher power is. And I want you to feel the presence as perfection, love, and goodness making my life whole and complete. I want you to always do what you're afraid to do because it's a learning. And there will be a gift. It's like an unopened gift. You are as old as yesterday and as young as today, as new as tomorrow. You are as old as last night's setting sun. Oh, I sneezed on it. It's true. As young as the dawn of today, as new as your interest in living. You are as old as your fear of life. I'm going to repeat that. You are as old as your fear of life, and as young as your faith and hope, as vital as your enthusiasm. You are as old as your memory of hurt, as young as your expectations of good, as buoyant as your joy in accomplishing. You are as old as your doubts, as young as your dreams, as strong as your convictions. So let the rising sun of this new day bring light and laughter into your life and guide you to your heart's desire. Spring is in the air. The best is yet to be. It's your choice. No one can make it for you. Choices, that's our greatest freedom. They either come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. I love what Robert Browning said. Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be, the last of life for which the first was made. Our times are in his hand, who saith, a whole I plan. Youth shows but half. Trust God. See all. Nor be afraid. Can you walk in light and joy? Can you truly be yourself, the authentic you? Can you truly always do what you're afraid to do? Life is more than life. Life is a continuous program. And you are you. There will never be another you. You will never happen again. And always remember that challenges are gifts to unwrap. And nothing, darlings, can keep us from our good. And life is happening right now. It's not a dress rehearsal, no do-overs. You are the creator of your life. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.